The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, earlier this month, the European Council gave the green light to reforms for air passengers and their rights. The rules include baggage and the price of the plane ticket, and also sets allocations and costs around that. Ryanair has criticised them as gobbledygook. So here to make sense of the gobbledygook is Paul O'Connella, Group Travel Editor with the Irish Independent. Paul, just remind us, what exactly are the European Council saying in relation to baggage? What can we bring and what can't we bring?
Hi, Shane. They're updating rules and they have been mulling over how to do it and going back and forth for 13 years. So it's an accomplishment that they have managed to get this over the line. There's lots in it, lots of tweaks and small changes, but specifically where it comes to baggage, what they are doing is they'll make it mandatory that from next summer, airlines have to include a piece of overhead cabin baggage in the fare that they quote you first. So when you go on and you research your flight from A to B, the first fare that you see will now will include from then a piece of overhead cabin baggage. The difference is now the first price you see may just be the flight, and then you go on and you add the baggage, and we've all come to learn that they're called ancillary extras now.
Yeah.
So that's the fundamental baggage difference.
So what will this bag look like that we can bring onto the plane with us for the price of the of the basic ticket?
Good question. There's no stip, and I've tried really hard to see how they might stipulate this, but they have not specified a weight limit or standard size, but they've just said airlines are free to set weight limits if they wish. But the Court of Justice of the EU has been clear that the weight limits have to be reasonable. Shane, I'd say they're not going to try and confuse people around this. I'd say they'll keep it to the 10 kg bag that goes overhead that we're all well and used to. And what'll happen, it'll depend on the airline, like they'll do it themselves. But I think what'll happen is really that you're just going to put the way you purchase a flight into a slightly different order. So if you can imagine the first price that you're presented is your flight plus a bag, I think then in the next step you're going to get an option to take the bag off so that you get a discount.
For cheap. So the Lord give us and then the Lord take it away.
Exactly. Well, Ryanair has, as you rightly said, been pretty unsparing in its criticism of this. And it's said that 50% of its passengers don't actually choose that bag. So they choose even lighter. And so that it's the way it's casting it is that it would be forced to advertise higher fares. But I think that just as we've said, it'll give them the option to then take it away.
Is this one of these measures where somebody is trying to do good by the consumers, but actually it could make things worse? Like at the moment, if I'm going away for a few days, I've got a kind of a backpack that I can bring, a small one, that I don't have to pick a case. I can say no case, just a carrier bag. And I can get my clothes for a few days into that. I'm not going to be charged anything. I'm just wondering, under this new one, I'm going to be charged a higher fare, be able to bring a 10 kg, am I going to end up paying more for that, basically?
Yeah. Well, firstly, congratulations on getting your packing down to that fine of an art. Secondly, I think you're basically putting the case that a lot of airlines are putting there, that some passengers don't want this, and that it may end up being more expensive. Although I don't think they will make you pay more if for having the space of a bag. I think they'll allow you to get a discount. But what the EU is saying, just to give the other side of the story, is that this provides transparency. This will allow you to compare a Ryanair or another airline's flight with an airline that typically includes a piece of hand luggage. So let's say BA on a flight, for instance. I recently flew with BA from London to Greece, and they included a piece of hand luggage, which whether I wanted it or not, I got it.
Yeah.
So it'll show you that up front. But that's exactly what the airlines are saying. The case you made there.
I didn't mean to be a spokesperson for the airlines. I just thought, am I going to wait for two nights? Am I going to have to pay 20 quid more? Are you saying, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that I can go in, press the one, I don't want the 10 kg case, pay 20 yeah. quid less and still bring my backpack and squeeze everything into that.
Yeah, no, we have to wait and see exactly how they do it, but that's exactly what I'm anticipating. They have a year to get this in order. And you know what? I think that once they do it, we'll get used to it very quickly. There'll be a bit of a brouhaha like there was about the, you know, no paper boarding passes. We get used to these changes very quickly, but we are absolutely fascinated with them when the rules change and the news come out. The other small changes about families.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, the sitting together, because I got a bus in Spain last week, and in order for myself and my wife to sit together, the fare wasn't that expensive. We had to pay extra to sit together on a bus, and it kind of reminded me of this argument for on airlines and how you always have to pretty much pay more if you want to sit beside your loved one or your family member or whatever. Is there clarity on that?
There is. If you have children aged 14 or younger on the same booking, from next summer, it'll be mandatory to allow you to sit together with no cost. Now, the airlines will find little ways around that. Not that they won't allow you to do it, but Ryanair have said that you can do it, but you'll probably end up at the back of the plane. And if you want to pick an emergency exit row or something to the fore, then you'll have to pay and do it that way. But it has already made that change, actually, that you can choose to sit together free of charge. If you have family of that age. So that's some families, I think most families will probably welcome that. And I think it was probably a sticky one that was doing more bad publicity. You'll remember Ryanair was in the news about that recently. So I think they're probably good. It's just a good idea to get ahead of it. And
okay. Anything else in these new rules we should know about? You've been writing about it in the Irish Independent.
I have, yeah. Thanks for saying that. There are lots of other little changes. So if you have booked a return flight, you don't make the outbound flight. Airlines can currently cancel you off the other one. It's called a no-show, the flight back, but they won't be allowed to do that anymore. They won't be allowed to deny boarding to passengers that miss their outbound flights. You'll also be able to correct false spellings of passenger names on tickets with no charge. And there's going to be a couple of changes to your rights with cancellations and delays. I guess the headline one there, if an airline, as you know right now, if an airline cancels the flight, they have to refund you or reroute you. But now the rule will be they have to reroute you within 3 hours. Or you can organise your own rerouting and get a reimbursement of up to 400% of the original ticket price.
Wow.
So there's lots of little changes like that.
Okay, significant. Somebody's just got in touch, and actually I'd forgotten about the thing. What about the 7kg thing? Was there some suggestion that initially when this came in that the overhead bag would be 7kg? You think that's kind of gone now, do you?
There was, Shane, and I searched high and low in all of the literature for that figure. Haven't been able to find it. The best official reference I gave you earlier is that they're not going to stipulate a weight or a size. They're going to leave it to airlines. So that's why I said I thought it would be closer to the 10kg. But the key distinction is that it's not the backpack you described that you can sort of shoehorn under the seat in front. This is about the one that would go in the bin overhead.
Okay. I saw a young fella trying to get his backpack. You know those the testing things they have in at airlines, you have to be able to fit your bag into this. And he was practically standing on it to get it into the casing, but he still wasn't able to. But anyway, really interesting. You can check out Paul's piece in the Irish Independent with all that detail. Paul O'Connell, Group Travel Editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.